Ramble.
Hello, all. Welcome back to your favorite podcast,
Pretty Basic.
Everybody, welcome back to Pretty Basic. Today, I am joined with my favorite sisters.
Oh my God.
To ever exist. The two who were in the past mistaken for lesbian lovers with their daughter, Chloe. We're here to clear the air, let you know, no, they do share the same genes. I'm also very hungover right now, so this is going to be a really good episode. We have the one and only Ashley McDonald here in studio today.
Wow. Woo! What an intro.
Wait, that I don't get an intro?
Well, you're always here. Oh my God. I filmed the Truth or Drink yesterday, and it was like, who was your least favorite Pretty Basic guest? And I was like, this one bitch just keeps showing up every week. Every episode, she's always there.
Well, I mean, I get you can't actually answer that.
No, we took a shot. That's why I am hungover today. Right. It was that one question that set me over.
Foreshadowing moment.
That is why.
And that's how we got here.
And that's why we're here.
Oh my God. Well, welcome back, you guys. I'm so excited. We were just saying we've never done an episode with Ashley, Remy, and I.
Yeah, because last time it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
And Rem wasn't there. I forget what you were doing, but you weren't there.
No. She was probably
hungover. This feels good. It's really
I pulled myself together, though, for this one.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you guys so much for bearing with us. I know you were so sad that we didn't upload this yesterday.
I'm
we
sure
normally
deeply
upload
concerned.
Deeply concerned. They're like, what is Pretty Basic? Okay.
Yeah.
I know you guys are wondering
what's happening.
We are well. We are well, Remy's slightly unwell, but she is well.
But I am well. I'm well and I'm thriving.
But we are super excited because if you guys are listening to this the day that this comes out, we're actually doing it on a Thursday for one reason and one reason only. Mm-hmm.
What is the reason? Give it to us.
So if you've been keeping up with little teasers that Ashley and I have been putting on our Instagram and social media and stuff, we have just announced today, the day you're listening, that we are coming out with a brand.
Which has been a long time coming.
Oh, it's
two
so
years.
Weird to talk about it.
Isn't that weird?
It's been
What's
over
crazy
2 years.
Is like hearing like this happening now and us like having known about it for such a long time and then just now like seeing it happen is really surreal.
It is insane. So that's why Ashley is here with us today. We're just going to talk to you guys about it because now we can finally talk about it.
I don't know how you kept it in for 2 years.
Well,
I've never kept a secret for more than like a week.
I was just going to say you're bad at keeping secrets. Well, you're good.
This is literally episode one of Pretty Basic. Do you remember that?
But yeah. You're
yeah,
good,
no,
but
I could never keep it in for this long.
Yeah,
I mean, I did. For you guys.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
Right. True
I did also tell people.
Oh my God, wait, we have to. You have to say
I've
this.
Had so many people obviously asking me what you guys are post on. Or what you guys are coming out with because you've been posting your teasers. And I've come up with the idea of you guys are starting a Christian rock band.
Oh,
which isn't that perfect?
Punk rock, like the
yes,
black.
So well, because you're posting like you as kids, like on the drums and like with instruments.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like they've just always, you know, felt tied to God, obviously, and want to sing to the Lord, share with the masses.
Literally.
To raise a hallelujah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait, I'm curious, how many people do you think actually believed you?
A lot. Also, really? What would you call your Christian rock band?
Ooh.
It can't be God's Image because that's already taken.
Oh, yeah. Duh, God's Image. I think ours would be something like
Under His Eye.
I don't like that. But like,
on fire for God.
It's from
on my heart.
On my heart.
On fire. Fire. Yeah.
The first single, On My Heart.
Yes.
Start
that's
a fire.
Such a good single.
I feel like I could do this all day long.
On my heart. No one's listening anymore.
Everyone left. Oh, shoot.
But yeah, that's hilarious. You know, maybe one day we'll come out with a Christian rock.
Maybe a collection.
a vinyl collection.
But that's funny because during the whole teasing planning of this whole process of the brand, we were joking that there would be so many options of what could they possibly be up to.
Yeah.
And my favorite was I would be like, they don't know. It could be an album. Like it could be anything.
It
so
really
it's kind
could.
Of funny that you did music.
Yeah, so there have been lots of guesses. The main one is a jewelry brand because jewelry I posted collab. Some chains and I was like, oh, good guess. But no, we are coming out with an athleisure brand and it's called Parallel Apparel. It is so Ooh. Crazy to talk about it. We're good. So excited. So it's not on sale yet, but we officially announced that it's launching on June 10th. Mm-hmm. So super excited. Mark your calendars. You can also go follow the Instagram at Parallel Apparel.
Please.
And on both of our YouTube channels, we're going to be showing a lot of the process that went into the past 2 years and making this brand. And Ashley and I really just wanted to do something and do it right. And obviously being influencers, it's such a weird line of, you know, having people offer you collabs or lines and all these things and where they want you to just slap your name on it. But we really wanted to, you know, be co-founders of a brand and make it something completely different and kind of mm-hmm. just putting our own twist on it. And the way that it started was actually funny because when we were younger, we would always fight. The number one thing Ashley, Nicole, and Alicia Marie fought about mm-hmm. was clothes. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. we would get in fights.
It's a sister thing.
That's also, yeah, that's
we're
a
like
thing.
We're the exact same size and everything. So it's like everything was shareable. Mm-hmm. So I would sneak in her closet all the time.
She'd but without asking.
Mine all the time.
So then we'd be at school.
That's the
and
issue.
And she'd be wearing my jacket. And I'd be like, nice jacket. But we would get so mad at each other. We'd be like,
you know what
screaming.
The technique was?
What?
If I borrowed a top, I would wear my jacket over it in the car.
Did you consciously think that?
Absolutely.
That's oh my God. Really
smart. And then I'd get to school and it'd be like, unzip.
That's like when your clear. Mom will let you wear something, but you like have like a like modest jacket on. And then the yes. second you like walk out, you just
when you're going, rip when you're it actually off. Going out. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. We would always fight about it. And then we would start yelling at each other saying, well, fine, you can't use any of my clothes anymore. Like that was always the go-to, but it would mm-hmm. only last a few days.
Yeah.
Because we always, our closets were just always each other's. But then our styles definitely changed more in college. Ashley was, you know, like very boho, very a free people boho. Child.
Free yep. people child.
And it's,
for
now
sure.
it's more of a sophisticated, chic mm-hmm. type vibe. Still a splash of boho every now and then, but definitely like so put together. And mine back then was like neon and very yeah. like little kid. it was just bright neon
white
colors.
Everything. Yeah, white skirts. Sneakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The circle skirts, yeah. all of that stuff. And now it's really, I mean, everyone knows I love being comfortable, but also a little more streetwear, a little more edgy. We love the sweatpants. Mm-hmm. That's never going away. So what's interesting is you already know this, Rem, but I had been wanting to do a clothing brand for honestly years, but I just could never fully understand what it would look like. I feel like I'm really good, even with Pretty Basic. Like the second we knew we were doing PB, we like instantly had the vision, yeah. the mood board. I don't know how to explain that to people unless they just kind of understand, but you and I were on the same page. We were like, yes, the visuals, like exactly how it would be. And love that for us.
Yeah. It just made sense.
It made sense. It was so easy. But when it came to this brand, I struggled so much picturing what it looked like. I definitely questioned myself a lot. Can I do this? Even now, there's been so many moments where I'm like, can I do this? Like, this is like such so big. Then literally one day I'm at the gym, pre-workout, flowing through my veins,
through the bloodstream.
Pumping. I'm on the bike,
tingling.
She's stimulated.
This
you
was
know
right
when you're,
at-
when your fingers start going kind
oh,
of like,
yeah, yeah.
just like and it's just like cardio time activated
literally. And it honestly just hit me, oh my gosh, this is meant to be a brand with Ashley. I totally see it now. Like, we have different styles. They used to be polar opposite, but now they're parallel.
Mic
holy
drop.
Shit, that's a dope name. Like, can we get that? I don't know. And I talked to my manager, and then I ended up filming Ashley's reaction, which is in, I don't want to say documentary, but the video that's going up on my channel is like the whole process of it. So mm-hmm.
how did you feel when she came up to you with that plan?
This is something that Alicia has done in her entire like YouTube career, I guess, has been like prank me.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when I dyed my hair brown?
No.
And I filmed her reaction of seeing me with brunette hair, and she goes, is that a wig?
Because
oh wait, that's right. Because actually, yes,
she's
yes.
literally trained me to assume that like
it's not real.
I'm being
You're
filmed,
giving her trust
and it's
issues.
A joke, and like this whole, you know. So I sat there for a second, and like a lot of things like processed through my head. But she was being very serious, so I think I was just in shock. But I did go through a few like, how is this? how is this funny and what am I being laughed at, you know, moment.
What should my reaction be? Yeah. Am I being filmed?
Yeah, but then after that, everything just started rolling, like going so fast, which was crazy. We were able to get the trademark Parallel Apparel, which was insane.
That's crazy. That was such a fluke thing.
I know.
It was such a fluke thing.
Yeah, apparently someone had had it forever ago, and then there was they hadn't made their payments or something, and something like that. And when you don't do that, it's up for grabs. So we were actually able to get that, which I feel like your first name choice for a brand never happens. No.
Right, you always end up with like plan what D.
Yeah, well, yeah, and like also the word parallel. I feel like a lot of companies would have that. Yeah. I would think that would just be like something that's always taken. That's their fault for letting it slip, though.
I know.
So we ended up with the trademark before
anything,
any product was in place or any plans were in place. So it was kind of one of those like, oh, well, we got it. I guess we're going to do it.
I guess we should do it now. We're doing it. But yeah, crazy. It's been a crazy ride. I'm so excited to finally talk about it.
Yeah. But I mean, we hit a lot of bumps. Obviously, COVID was a huge one. It was supposed to come out in, what was the official date? Spring 2020?
No, fall 2020.
Fall 2020.
Oh, no, you're right. It was originally spring 2020.
It was
going
to be a spring 2020.
Then it got pushed COVID to fall hit, 2020.
And we were like, it's okay. Everything will be fine in the fall. So we pushed it to fall.
Oh my and God. Then when we did our collab with Patrick Starr for his podcast.
Yes.
And ours, I gave him a gift and I had said, oh, I worked on a project and he gave me advice. And now I can finally talk about that.
Yeah, yep.
But around this time, fall of 2020, I knew I was not ready for this launch. Mm-hmm. What do we do? I don't know what I'm doing.
When you say not ready, do you mean like mentally or?
Everything. Okay, like the site wasn't done. We just everything about it. We hadn't even really touched all the samples yet. And that was such a big thing for us. We're like, we want to be able to like feel them in like everything.
What's the point in having a manufacturer in LA if you can't go like at least feel the product?
Exactly. Completely. And we felt so lucky to find a place here in downtown LA, so we were able to go in, feel fabrics. But around this time I had the idea, why don't I just reach out to a few other successful influencers who I look up to who have other brands of their own and just pick their brain. Like I'm so always scared to ask people for help or advice or just putting myself out there that way. So it was a big step for me. But I was pretty newly medicated, so the social anxiety was the meds. I like had the courage. So one of those people was Patrick Starr, and he, I am not kidding, was amazing. He invited us over to his studio, whips out a whiteboard, starts writing down all the ins and outs of his businesses.
Obviously, and I immediately slipped into like student Ashley and was taking ferocious notes.
Ashley and TK were taking notes and I just sat there, eyes wide open, like trying to absorb it all. And I, in that moment, felt so supported. I mean, LA has this stigma, we all know, of being so cutthroat and competitive and there's no one out there to help you, blah, blah, blah. And in that moment, I realized there are good people out here. Like, you just have to find them. And also, like, good things always come back to you. Like, you know, if I'm going to share things I've learned, like, that'll always, like, that's the best scenario than keeping everything to yourself. You know what I mean? And, I mean, you remember, he was so brilliant on our podcast about just sharing everything from One Size, which has sold over $10 million, which is crazy. Like, that's killing it. But he just gave so much advice. And after that meeting, I couldn't even like wrap my head around everything, but I just knew, I was like, we are not supposed to launch right now. What do we want this brand to be? And that's so embarrassing to say. I never really actually thought about that up until then. But I was like, what do we actually want this brand to be? Is it like an online boutique, or is this a multi-million dollar, hopefully one day business where, you know, we can be worldwide and we can, you know, do free ship, like what do we want it to be? As obviously everyone wants success, but there's a lot that goes into it. So he helped us really kind of figure out what we wanted to do. How do we get there? And oh, we need to push this another season.
We also had a really big realization that our team was very small and intimate,
which we
loved in the beginning because I think it helped us create that brand with like people that we trust and love and who have been there with us from the beginning. But once we finally sat down and tried to figure out what we wanted the brand to be, we saw where we wanted it to go, and we were like, we need more manpower, 100%.
Had you not hired on any positions up until then?
Not really. Our management team had done so much, but we even so, you know, we were trying to keep up our own personal stuff on top of both of our podcasts, on top of everything. And
I mean, we were going into Vlogmas.
Going into Vlogmas. Oh, I was like, I can't. Girl. you remember my Vlogmas breakdown?
Oh, girl, I remember.
I could just fit my body just shut down. I was like, you can't do all of this. And that's something, too. I mean, delegating is so important. We've talked about it huge. So much. It's so huge. But we ended up hiring a head of marketing, which was, I mean, I have my personal assistant. I have TK. I have like employees that way. But hiring like a employee, like yeah. that was so weird to us.
Yeah. Someone who has had like professional experience in the industry, yes. who knows what they're doing, yeah. that's being yes. paid a high salary to yes. do, to just wake up and live, breathe parallel.
Yes. Yeah,
that's crazy.
All she does. That's which amazing. Was that was a huge moment. We were like, wow.
It has been a game changer.
Job. Game changer.
Good.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So what exactly, after you had your meeting with Patrick, what is your goal, your main goal for the brand?
Our goal as of now is everything has been self-funded, and that's been a little bit, that's also been interesting.
That's been scary.
That's been not super normal no. either for any other brands, yeah, for influencer brands.
So it's definitely, it's an investment, it's a gamble, you know, obviously we want things to do well, but I think in the end goal, what we would love is, the number one thing we want to do is get investors into the brand. But the whole approach this way is, let's be self-funded, let's launch, let's get the data, see how it does.
Yeah.
And then we can present that to potential investors instead of them just wondering how much to give right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, now we can like, say, hey,
let's set the bar and see let's like, set where the bar. We actually
and
land.
Like, let's see how it does just on our own, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what's so scary, you know, compared to my merch, for instance. Everything is printed, kind of made to order. I don't really have to put money into when someone orders a So Extra shirt. But this, because, you know, it's being produced, we have to pay for the clothes ahead of time.
Yeah.
Will they sell out? I don't know.
So it's nerve-wracking, but so exciting.
Yeah. And it's a little stressful, but that's part of it. So we've definitely learned a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But we are so excited. Be in stores one day, but then that also raises the question of what is the traditional brick and mortar store like,
especially today.
Everyone what shops online. Do we like even today? Want to be online. In stores? Like, that's something I easily would have had at the top of my list, and now it's kind of I don't know. Like, maybe it is just on e-commerce,
which would make sense to me. I feel like that's the future.
I mean, so many brands, a majority of their profit comes from e-commerce exactly. now, which is so interesting.
Yeah.
I know a lot of brands lose money when they have physical stores.
Yeah, because you have yeah. to pay the overhead.
The
I
rent
feel like the goal would be like if it were sold in like a Nordstrom or like
yeah,
a Bloomingdale's
or even Nordstrom
yeah. or something
online.
Like that.
Oh my God,
like sold within it, but not its own store.
Yeah, like you have your own little end cap or like a section yeah. or something yeah. at a Nordstrom. Yeah,
something
I think that's
like
perfect.
That would be, yeah. I think, ideal, but yeah, I think it's just going to be all e-com. Alicia and I have been in the industry for such a long time now, which is so crazy to think about. But something that me and her both kind of really wanted to start focusing on within the last like 3 years was diversifying. I think that's where my podcast came from. That's where your podcast yeah. came from. And so I think the goal for Parallel was to eventually, you know, it be its own entity on its own. Obviously, we're going to be using our platforms to, you know, propel it forward. But I think the goal would be for our faces to like not even be a part of it. I would love if one knew that we were YouTubers, maybe if no one even knew we were sisters. And that's like a fun story that they find out once they dive into the brand. Yeah, you know,
I would love for someone to be like, oh, I found this brand Parallel Apparel, but like not know who we are.
And also like think of like the subscribers who like let's just daydream here for a second and say the brand does do well. Like imagine the subscribers saying, I followed them for years before they did that. That's really cool.
Yeah. And other goal is, as of now, it's just North America, but we definitely want to be worldwide one day. But that all depends on how it does.
How it does.
So it's so crazy because we understand from the influencer side wanting to have our viewers happy because we do have such a diverse audience, you know, who live all around the world. And it's so weird because I feel like I used to judge brands on the creator side, being like, oh my God, you're doing it wrong. Why don't you have all the sizes, or why aren't you worldwide, or blah, blah, blah. And now I understand because it just cost so much money. Mm-hmm. Like it costs so much money. We actually, this is tea, on our website, we have extra small to 3X sizes. And we wanted it to where when you click extra small, you see a model in the extra small size. When you click 3X, you see a model in wearing the 3X clothes. So you can have an actual representation of what the clothes would look like on your body type. To us, it was like a no duh. Like, why would we not do that? Come to find out, obviously, if we're going to have that on the e-commerce, right? You know, there's roughly like what, 10 to 12 pieces, blah, blah, blah. How much is it going to be? Well, that means all of those pieces need all of those sizes. It turns out it was going to be an extra $15,000 just to have the samples so every model could be wearing each piece of clothing.
And that's not paying for the models. That's just the
extra clothes.
You would still have to do all of their day rates.
Like, that. Why is that so expensive?
Because you have to just like sourcing the samples and everything and making sure, again, you have to have not only just each piece, you have to have five sizes for each thing and each color and every piece. Like,
oh my God.
So much money.
When you received your samples, did you only receive the samples in your own sizes so that you could personally wear them and try them out and things like that?
So where we settled, because again, we were being so, hey, like we need, you know, representation. Like we have to, that's the number one thing for us right now. We ended up kind of grouping them together. So when you click extra small, smaller, medium, you see someone wearing the small. When you click large 2X, you see someone wearing a size, and then 3X is 3X.
Got it.
So we kind of grouped them into three sizes.
Also, you're self-funded. So yeah, I think again, it's understandable. Also,
yeah. I get it. I mean,
first launch, self-funded.
Again, that's something we easily would have judged another company on, being like, oh, like, why didn't you do that? Like, it's so easy to pick apart that kind of stuff. And now I just understand the brand side a little more. And again, we've just started doing this, so I'm sure I'm going to learn even more along the way. But that was something we were like, oh, so you can't just decide to be worldwide shipping. Or like, oh, you can't just decide X, Y, Z. Like, it makes more sense. And obviously, again, we want to have, you know, 4X or 5X. Like, we want to make our sizes bigger. But
again, self-funded.
Again,
and still,
but it's nice
that
you know these things and now you have goals that you can work towards attaining in the future.
Completely.
Whether it's like launch 2 or launch 3, whatever it is, like now you know what you can do.
Exactly.
You just have to do.
And we're actually like super proud of our extended sizes. We just learned this, but a lot of companies and brands will just kind of like scale up their sizes based off of
the grading.
Small, medium, large, and they'll just grade up according to that.
Kind of like a cookie cutter. You know when you get a bigger shirt and it's just wider, but it's not longer?
Oh.
And it kind of, and you're like, why is it just like bigger in the wrong areas?
Yeah.
That's because they just most likely took the measurements and made it bigger opposed to like actually customizing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So that was obviously something Alicia and I didn't want to do. And we were very much like, okay, like if we're entering into the plus size world, the extended size world, we want to make sure we do it right. And luckily for us, one of our really good friends is a plus and curve model professionally, like that's what she does.
Shout out Lexi Donato.
Shout out Lexi.
She's worked with huge brands.
Yeah, she's done this for years. She's been out here for forever modeling and just doing her thing. And she offered to come and kind of try on every single piece that we had in her size as a curve model and give us her notes on it. And oh my God. She did gave us so many edits.
So many.
We were like, love you, bye. Which it was like a bittersweet moment because we were like, oh shit, that's a lot of edits. But that's what we brought her in for. She would like, one of our favorite tops is the square neck tank top.
Oh, you're gonna love it. I know.
I'm
it's one of our absolute favorites. I tried it on. There's a photo I think of me and her both wearing the same one. It looked like a tank top on me. It looked more like a bralette on her. So she was like, we need a couple more centimeters here. We need to add more fabric here. And so she did a lot, and I'm confidently so say like that. I think we did a really great job with the extended
sizes. I think we did the best job we could, mm-hmm. and we're so open for constructive criticism. Oh, and please. Even some of the things Lexi was saying, she was like, so, you know, some plus girls have bigger, larger chests.
Yeah.
However, not everyone does.
Yeah.
And it is different. That. So,
and that's going to feed into whether the shirt looks shorter or longer. The shirt looks,
so obviously, you know, there isn't just like one secret to everything, but just, I think trying to be aware is something we've been trying to do.
Yeah.
But we are super open, you know, for instance, like the biker shorts, like Lex would say, oh, let's add 2 centimeters here.
Yeah.
Let's add 1.5 centimeters here. Even little things we didn't even think about of. One question she asked was, if Ashley and I are wearing the same shirt right now, does it look like they're the actual same shirt, or do they look like completely different pieces? Yeah. And little things like that. Yeah. It was just so interesting to see someone who does model fittings for a profession.
Yeah. I was going to say the fit models are people that are like a standard extra large, small or medium or whatever. Yeah. And they go in and they tweak it to their body. Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So is that what you do with a brand normally? Like that's what Lex's job is kind of. In a way?
She'll do that for some well-known brands. Like they'll have her come in, but not everyone can afford to do that.
Yeah. I was going to say most of the brands that do that are very like high-end brands that can afford to do that.
One of my friends is like a Roxy fit model. So she'll go and like wear the bathing suits, but it's like Roxy's a huge, huge brand. Obviously. Yes.
And they're like able to do that. So I think for someone who has a small business and can't do that, like even just having their friends being able to come in and try different things is, you know, a huge advantage than what most people are doing. So even if you can't afford to have like a professional model do it, like just even getting different people with different body types, you know, wearing some of your pieces or accessories and being like, hey, do you like this? Do you hate it? Like, just give me your honest feedback. Please don't bullshit me. Don't be like, oh my God, it's amazing. Like, no, like tell me like, oh, I wouldn't actually wear this. So that was, I don't know, that was really awesome. And
I didn't know any of this. I didn't realize that when Lexi was trying things on and giving you notes that you were actually going to implement that into her size. Yeah. Yes. I didn't realize that also like every size, it sounds dumb, but I didn't realize that the extended sizes were going to be so particular to actual bodies. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's really cool.
It's weird because like you don't think about it, but once you do, you're like, oh, of course. Like, of course we had to do that. You know, that's the only way it would fit properly.
Yeah.
We also were super, super blessed. We have so many friends that were involved in this like entire process. We have so many photographer friends that did headshots that helped us shoot content. Nicole, one of our friends, Nicole and Haley did photos. Mm-hmm. Lavette did everyone's hair, every model.
So good.
Ours.
Killed it. Alexis Oakley did makeup.
Alexis Oakley crushed the makeup.
Liner was so sharp. It would cut a bitch.
Every model came up and said like 90% of the time like they don't like the makeup that gets put on them, but they loved it and they were like, I'm keeping it on, I'm gonna go out to dinner or something with my makeup on, which was really cool. Who else? TK was there, obviously. Taylor Saxelby
modeled.
Lexi ended up modeling as well. Lexi also vlogged on her off day and was just
cute.
There.
I love her.
We had so many friends be a part of it, which was a really cool
thing. And one of my favorite things was one of the models, we obviously paid them because we're like, hey, we want to pay you what your normal day rate would be for something like this. And she kept insisting, no, like I want to give you guys like a deal, and we kept insisting no, like, whatever your day rate is, please charge accordingly, like invoice us. And she stopped us and said no, I believe in helping friends, and you guys are doing something really special, and I want to be a part of it. And it was so crazy how I still kind of get chills.
It rocked our world.
It meant so much, and it made me just want to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. It made me want to do that for my friends and say, hey, no, like I do believe in helping friends. Like, it's not about the money, it's about any. And I loved that. I was like, mm-hmm. more people need to be like that. So again, going back to Patrick, this whole time I'm like, wow, there are good people in the industry. Yes, there are shitty ones, but there are good people and you have to like look for them.
You gotta find
them. Harder to find, but
that's
there.
Why they're so special, is because they're rare.
Yes, they're so rare.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A huge reason why we even wanted to do this was all three of us are late bloomers, as we know.
We're in the late bloomer room, woo! The girls' room.
And I mean, I know you guys also feel this way, but I hate that it took me over 25 years to actually feel confident about who I am.
Yeah.
I know it's normal, but I still feel like I'm a late bloomer on that. Like I hate the fact that I wasted most of my 20s feeling insecure or comparing myself to other people or feeling like things are super competitive and just not feeling confident in the body that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've all been there where we think a size is going to make us feel hotter or sexier, or you'll be happy once you reach this goal or get this car or XYZ. And I hate how much time I've wasted on my life with that. And I would love for someone to wear these clothes or see a model in a similar size to them to feel that confidence way before 26 or 27.
Yeah.
Like freaking, like, so, oh my God. Just I just
the
think,
validation.
Yes. Yeah. Like it's shitty. And I do think that, you know, all of us who grew up in this time period, you know, experienced a lot of, you know, media only celebrating 00 sizes. And it's so exciting that we get to be a part of making a difference. But
let's get into the mission statement then.
Yes.
What is our mission statement?
Oh my God. So that whole thinking really just propelled our mission statement, our mm-hmm. motto of hashtag sexy as is, because the whole point is you are sexy. No, like, oh, this is what has tripped me up for so long. The confidence that I have now found later in life. Not too late in life, though. We're still young.
We're still young. We're youthful.
That was always there in me. I just never tapped into it. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone is innately sexy just as they are.
Oh, yeah.
It's not what you're wearing. Period. It's like, yes, clothes can enhance that. And we hope that these clothes make people feel comfortable. They feel hot. They feel sexy. They can be who they are. But it's already inside. Like, This sounds so cheesy, but being sexy and confident, like, it's not a destination. It's not a size. It's not a status or amount of money that you have. Like, it's just there. And I know it's part of life of finding that, but I hope people can realize, like, they don't have to be something that they're not, or they don't have to wait till they're a certain size to feel hot. Like, they already are. Like, they already are. And I hate that.
The clothes should just accentuate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think also the word sexy is so subjective. Yes. Like, conventionally you think if I were to wear lingerie, that's sexy. But wearing parallel.
Yes.
It's sexy is more of like a feeling. It's how you feel in your own skin. It's like what you exude, not sex appeal. It's just feeling being sexy.
Yeah. And think about how many magazines, TV shows, movies we've seen, and that literally brainwashed us to think
sexiest
you're only
man alive,
sexy.
Sexiest woman alive.
Yes. If you look a certain way or wear a certain thing or whatever. And like, that's so messed up. And I see how much that messed me up, let alone the rest of the world. And I it is so subjective.
Yeah.
And I feel the sexiest when I'm like, I don't know, when I'm just like getting ready, doing my makeup in sweatpants, like going out with my friends at night. And it's different for everyone. And so
No, it's true. You don't need like big boobs or a big butt or a tiny waist to be sexy. Exactly. That's not, again, that's just a conventional idea.
And again, is out there. Exactly. When I'm wearing an outfit that I don't feel comfortable in, my confidence goes down.
Because you're just so worried about what is this sticking out? Am I like pushing? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
you're
that's worried. That's even one of our favorite things about these pieces is that they're so transitional. They can literally, you can be wearing like the square neck top that I mentioned earlier. You could be wearing that with sweatpants at home, working from home, lounging on the couch, napping, I don't care, whatever. And then you could just swap out your sweatpants for a skirt and go out in the same
top.
That's
what I'm going to be doing all
because
summer.
They're that transitional and they're so nice. But like it could be casual. It could be dressed down. It could be dressed up. It doesn't matter. It goes either way.
And my whole goal, I've already said this on another podcast, but my goal is that someone's just wearing it on their couch lounging, right? They're wearing parallel. And then the next day they close some like multi-million dollar business deal while wearing parallel. Yeah. Like that's like my you can goal. Do both. I'm like, you are a boss ass bitch. Like, oh my God, that's so
which
dope.
Is something else that we're super stoked and excited about. We have the most amazing group of super talented women that are freaking running this entire show. We've been having like parallel meetings in secret, obviously, for the last like, I don't know, 2 months, every Friday at our house. And I keep having, I think Alicia too, these like surreal moments where I'll just kind of like sit back and I'll look and there are all of these super talented, amazing women that are bringing so much to the table and hustling so hard. And it's just really crazy to think that we're finally like coming towards the end of, well, I mean, it's technically not the end. It's actually the beginning.
Literally but the
beginning. It feels like the end of a really long launch for
You're
us.
Like in the pro, is it the prologue right now?
Yeah we're about to begin. Yeah, we're about to go to chapter one, which is crazy.
That's so exciting though. Just you saying right now, like someone sitting in their parallel, like that gave me chills. Like that's so insane.
Yeah.
To think they're wearing right now, parallel.
Like, I feel like that's something that happened. Like we... It's called parallel apparel. And then we've gotten so used to saying it, we just call it parallel now.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's going to be a thing that happens in the future also.
Also, learning to spell parallel apparel. Can I tell you how many times I'm still like, wait, which one has two? Okay, they both have to, but what?
So, two L's, two P's.
Two L's, two P's.
Yeah.
Parallel.
Yes. Okay.
Apparel. But it's, yeah. Also, fun fact, this actually goes back to one of the videos you did forever ago.
Me?
Yeah. Oh.
She was just looking right at you.
Me?
And pointing.
Not Daisy? Daisy's video?
The one you uploaded about how after you lost weight, people called you a slut, where before you were funny.
Mm-hmm.
So that video, such a similar storyline to, we were talking to one of our plus size models. Her name's Allie.
So fun.
So amazing. She knows how to work a camera. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Is she the one with the bodysuit?
Yes.
The iconic bodysuit.
The iconic.
Which, side note on that. Literally, I explain it in the YouTube video going up, but we had so much drama around getting samples for the shoot. I honestly thought, I didn't explain this well in the video. Like, that would have wasted tens of thousands of dollars if we didn't get, like, I don't know how it all worked out.
Shooting with the samples was
drama. Like,
whose fault is that? Is it? Like,
I still don't know. Half of it was on me. What I did wrong.
Us.
What I feel like I did really, really wrong was I knew we were having select sizes for the samples, but I picked models that I just wanted. I didn't think about, oh, you're a small.
You need a fit.
I need
the
a
sizes.
Medium model. Let me. Like, I just picked models. Obviously, I got diverse models, but for instance, so that's where I fucked up.
And that's hard because you want your brand to, this is your brand, you want it to look amazing, so you want it to fit the model properly.
Exactly. In my exactly. So I messed up there, which it worked out, but could have been better. And then the other end, I think it was just communication. I also think it really fell on our team being small. There wasn't, like, it wasn't the stylist's fault.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Like, I think we just didn't have someone for product directly dealing to make sure that was seamless.
Yeah. Also, in your defense, though, you guys had so many models. And also what I thought was interesting, like, you had the e-commerce models, but then you also had models for just like socials and videos and things like that. And so I would be so confused as well.
Yeah.
And I thought I was so prepared. But anyways, that was drama. But it all worked out because we asked Allie, hey, are you down just to shoot in this bodysuit? Because that's the only sample we had for her. And she was waiting around all morning. We hadn't even shot because like none of her clothes were there. So we were like, oh my God, what do we do? So we asked her, hey, are you down just to shoot in this? Because she always does like, she models for like Savage Fenty all the time. And she always does like lingerie shoots. And she was like, yes, like that's what I do. Oh my God, like let's do it. That. And I was like, oh my God, as long as you feel comfortable, because it's like last minute change. It's also a thong bodysuit.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable in front of this huge crew? I want to make sure you're good.
Thank God it's a thong bodysuit though. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. we end up taking photos of her in that. And not only was it just like amazing, we ended up getting Jocelyn, our other model, to wear it and having them side by side showing the size range and the same bodysuit was chills worthy. I cannot explain it. Like magic was made. Like I can't explain how that would have never happened if it wasn't for the sample drama. Yeah. And the photos that we took ended up being the website banner. Wow.
Because the photo fully encompassed the message behind the brand and the brand all at once in without even trying by complete photo. Accident. It literally, everyone got chills. And then, I mean, they shot there for a really long time because we were like, let's just play around
here.
Oh,
it's my favorite footage. Yeah. It's so good. So after the shoot, I was actually at lunch with Allie and she was saying, you know, because she's a professional model, how something that happens to her a lot is her posts will get banned on TikTok or flagged for sensitivity on Instagram. It happens all the time. And I had seen that kind of going around, but I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
And that's a convo we should have her on or just talk about that on the podcast. That's a whole actual other episode of, you know, platforms telling women and men that they're sensitive if they're wearing the same outfit I would be wearing in a bikini. Like why? Like
so the way it works is the algorithm tries to pick up skin. So it doesn't matter if it's a smaller bikini or a bigger bikini. If there's more skin in frame, it goes
under the sensitive category.
Oh my God. I've always wondered. I see so many people on TikTok who are not even plus size, a normal size.
Yeah.
And the caption is, TikTok, please don't take this down. You let tiny, tiny, tiny little skinny girls
like
in
teenage
bikinis.
Girls dance and dance. Do a TikTok dance. Why am I getting banned?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or accounts removed. So that's a much bigger conversation that like needs to happen.
Which was a difficult thing for Allie because she works brand deals
she
just like us.
She literally says she'll be doing a paid brand deal and it'll get taken down.
Wow.
Like, can you actually imagine? And what do?
I feel like they should just implement some other, if that's going to be an issue, obviously they instilled it because there was an issue with it, then have someone manually.
That's what I'm like
doing it. Yeah.
What? Like what?
But then technically, like let's say it's Savage, for example, like they could manually turn it off for that post, but that's still like, so it's okay if they post it, but not me, you know?
And I get how it's like, well, how do you measure that? But I'm like, in this day and age, I feel like there needs to be something better than just like what the hell? So that was just a whole other thing that I was like, wow, I'm really interested to see what posts of ours on Parallel's account gets marked sensitive or if that happens, you know what I mean? Because it is true. Why can one model wear the thong bikini and it be fine and Allie not, you know?
Yeah. I've always wondered why that happens.
Isn't that interesting?
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. And I understand, how do you even gauge that? Like, how do you go about making sure there isn't OnlyFans content, you know, on Instagram or something? But it's just like, wow. So that's a whole conversation I think platforms kind of need to
start having
and figuring out. But
Elon should make a computer to do it,
right? Come on, Elon. We are waiting.
Step it up, Elon.
We are waiting.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Let's.
I already know what my favorite pieces are. I personally have not bought sweatpants in, I don't want to say 2 years, but a very long time because I've been waiting for your sweatpants. So I know my sweatpants and my square neck top are going to be my favorites. Yeah. But what are your favorites?
I think the square neck top all around is our one of our go-tos. We worked really hard on it. It has this double layer, so you could go braless if you want to, which
I'm a D-cup, and I don't have to wear a bra. And that is, I only buy shirts that I don't have to wear bras in, yes. And I mean this.
It's fantastic.
I've been waiting for her.
Well, even with COVID, I don't know about anyone, but my sweatpants are not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, absolutely
anytime
not.
I put on jeans, I take them off so quick, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I have to like unbutton them to drive. I'm like uncomfortable all day.
Yes. So the whole braless comfy is where it's at. I really want to wear the sweats with like heels. I think that would dress it up so cute. Yeah,
that'd be so fun.
But I also love the square neck.
Yeah. The hoodie is a huge favorite of mine. It is oversized and baggy. It's so thick. It's heavy. You know, when you put something on it, it feels heavy. It just feels rich.
But it's not like hot heavy. It doesn't make you sweaty.
Not hot heavy. It's just like thick. In the best way. And also the pockets, if anyone listening gets one of the hoodies, you have to pay attention to the pockets because they're so soft.
So soft.
Which is just a weird fun fact that Alicia and I are so stoked on.
Yeah. It's just a pleasant little secret. Oh, nice little surprise. Just
like, oh, the pockets are nice.
I think another thing I'm really proud about is the quality.
Definitely.
I wish I could actually say the designer's name, but I can't.
Oh, this is drama.
This is tea, you guys. I didn't say this in the video, but we were picking out fabrics for Evergo. This was
at the manufacturer 2020, early 2020.
I think maybe even 2019.
Maybe.
But we were picking out fabrics and we had picked which one that we liked. And then the next time we went in for the actual sample sizing and like trying out all the samples, the guy we're working with comes up to us and he was like, oh yeah, this designer actually picked that same,
like a very well-known designer.
Well-known top luxury designer.
Who's going to charge about 20 times the amount that you guys are charging.
Apparently, he had also selected that fabric after we did for one of his t-shirts or something like that. So needless to say, there's going to be a very top designer t-shirt for probably $600. That's the actual exact same material as our shirt, which is under $100.
So great.
That's insane.
Hello. No, that's so crazy.
Which is something we're
but
really proud of.
Good taste also. You guys have great taste.
I know. Yeah. I always knew I had expensive taste. I always knew.
In that moment,
it's no secret. But yeah, that's something we're really proud of. The price point is very affordable. Mm-hmm. Everything's under $100. The only ones that are a little is the fleece, which is like the hoodie and the sweatpants.
But they're
which is worth every
money.
Penny you guys.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
I would genuinely think they're like $200 to $300. Mm-hmm. Like
easily.
Like the way that the quality is.
Yeah.
If that designer put their name on your pieces, I wouldn't think
100%.
Really? 100%. Oh my God.
I mean that. Hook me up to a lie detector. I swear. It's that good. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm waiting for my PR package.
Don't worry. You are on the PR list. You are on.
Imagine
it.
You weren't.
You give me one tank top and then I'm never going to not wear anything else.
We're also super stoked because obviously we're big YouTuber people in this household. We've documented the entire process from like the very beginning, from Alicia telling me right after my gym class and I look like a hot mess.
I mean, same.
You were like blonde at
the time.
I was
blonde.
Right?
My hair was short and I was pink because I just walked out of a Soul Cycle class. Like my whole face was pink.
Also, I had freaking butterfly eyelash extensions on. Yeah. Like that was an era.
Oh, I love that era.
We have that documented all the way up to today where we've been working on it the whole time and we filmed everything. There's videos going up on Alicia's channel that she's filmed and there's a video going up on my channel that I filmed in. It's going to be really cool to see like the whole process.
Yeah,
I think.
If it saves, my computer keeps dying.
No, we're manifesting.
Can we just say organizing
the footage,
the Google Drive, the footage on the dock.
That alone, full time job
on the hard drives was madness. It literally took a team, and it took like a month just to organize it and kind of get everything situated before we could even start editing.
Another thing I'll say to anyone who is a creator in any way, shape or form, just start backing up your footage. I know you don't want to. I know you're lazy. One day you'll regret it with everything in your life.
Me listening right now.
So back it up.
Remy just shaking crying. Your head in the corner.
One day you're going to want it and you're going to be mad at yourself. Just do it. Just do it.
Well, on that note, what are we most excited about?
Ooh. I'm nervous. I'm stressed. I'm excited. I think I'm just excited to, you know, we've been working on this for so long and we always talk about doing things outside of YouTube because that's what we're used to and, you know, diversifying yourself and everything. But at the same time, I get why a lot of people don't because it is scary, but like this is a good learning time for me. And I think I've really learned that even if this quote fails to what some people think in the end, I want to try and I want to learn and see what I can just learn from this experience. And then it doesn't mean like that's not failing. Like if I can say I co-founded a brand that launched and I learned a lot from it, like that's enough.
Yeah. Alicia and I aren't very rash people. I feel like we planned very methodically for this and, I'm taking a little bit of a risk financially with, you know, a bunch of different things, but we had multiple talks about this. Like we'd rather take the risk and know that we gave it our all and tried.
Yeah.
Like in a sense, like I'd rather fall forward and learn something than like never try and wonder the rest
completely.
Of my life.
And I feel like we all hold ourselves back so much from the fear of failure. Like I've talked about that. Like we all do it, but I think I'm finally starting to get to that point where I realized what's more scary to me is not trying or feeling like I could have done so much more with my life, with my friends, with dating, with whatever it is. Like what, you know, trying to save yourself from heartache or failure is worse than trying it and quote failing
because in the end you're just not trying.
In the end you're not trying and
you're not living.
Yeah,
that's a bigger failure, I think.
Yes.
Which and like one of my favorite again shout out another
late bloomer
on your podcast, but the How I Built This podcast with Guy Raz.
I love
every brand, every entrepreneur on that podcast had to do the same thing where they were like, "Oh, this is not going to work."
Failed multiple times.
Yeah. And you know, like they had to take that step forward. So I feel like at this point, if we don't take the step forward, we'll always wonder like,
and we've
what would have happened?
We've already had a handful of people telling us that, "Oh, apparel and clothing is the worst thing you can
do.
It's
so saturated.
It's so saturated. It's overdone. You have to do all the sizes. It's better to do one product, blah, blah, blah." But we're just so passionate about this. And from day one, we just knew like we have to try this. Like we have to do it. And who knows where it will go and who knows where it won't go. But the point is we're going to learn and we can add this to my, you know, what's becoming a long list of experience. And I'm excited for that more than anything. And then, of course, just for people to feel like sexy and confident as they are. Sexy
as is. To quote a Cinderella story, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Damn it.
Oh,
I said winning.
Good.
Wasn't that good?
That's
exactly
really good.
What you were saying.
That's exactly it. But yeah, we're so excited.
I'm so
excited.
Proud of you guys. I'm so excited that we can finally share your Christian rock band with the world. Hallelujah on my heart. Well, thank you for coming on to the pod, Ashy.
Oh, it feels good to be back.
Feels good
guys.
To be back. Well, everyone check out Parallel Apparel.
Do
is it parallelapparel.com?
Mm-hmm.
That parallelapparel.com. Is a mouthful. Parallelapparel.com.
And at Parallel Apparel on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the things. And TikTok.
And TikTok.
Yeah.
Let's see how many TikToks get posted.
Oof.
All right, guys. Be sure to keep listening to Pretty Basic. You guys can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we will catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.